Good evening, friends. How is everyone doing tonight? I am Praying Medic, and this is my nightly news broadcast. Normally, I come to you live on CloudHub Channel 115. Right now, we're waiting for CloudHub to get a video hosting service back, so I'm currently broadcasting on Rumble, and these videos are also available on my website, prayingmedic.com/blog. I got a lot of information to give you tonight, and we're going to give a little commentary. Some game theory and some speculation on what might be happening. So let's jump into tonight's broadcast. It is brought to you by The Great Awakening, the second book in the Q Chronicles series, written by me. This is my 15th book, and this book covers the posts by Q, the Military Intelligence Insider. Chapter 3 of this book, I actually break down a post that Q gave us back in November 2017 that explains how to decode Q's posts. A lot of people are confused when it comes to decoding these posts because they never actually bothered to read Q's instructions on how to decode them. He actually gives us instructions. Chapter 8 is on symbolism, how certain people may use symbolism to convey certain messages to people. There is a chapter on 9/11. There is a chapter 11 called Jason Bourne Deep Dream. It is actually a chapter that's relevant to what's going on right now. It talks a lot about social media censorship and the control and the way that certain people control the narrative through social media. There's a chapter on military intelligence. In chapter 13, I decode what is the keystone. And chapter 14 is about speed, a signature, one of Q's signatures we decode. That book, The Great Awakening, is available on Amazon, both in paperback and on Kindle. All right, going to start out tonight with some election news. Nicole Malliotakis has flipped New York District 11, that is a U.S. House seat. Max Rose, her opponent, conceded, so we have another House seat that flipped red, and that's good news. Right now, we're standing at the Republicans have actually flipped 10 seats in the House, and here's a list of them. California, Florida, two in Florida, one in Iowa, one in Michigan, one in Minnesota, New Mexico, New York, one in Oklahoma, and one in South Carolina. All right, we are going to review some of the events that we've seen this week and see if we can make some sense of this. So on Monday, we know that that was November 9th, Attorney General Barr had a half-hour meeting with Mitch McConnell. This was reported by, you know, news people on the Hill. And they said that Barr went in, met with McConnell for about a half hour, came out, didn't talk to reporters. Okay. Now, on Tuesday, at about 2:19 p.m., that's Mountain Time, it was reported that CIA Director Gina Haspel had a meeting with Mitch McConnell, and that lasted about 20 minutes. Again, Gina Haspel went in, she had a meeting with McConnell, they talked, she walked out, she didn't answer any questions. All right, so the question is, why are Barr, Attorney General Barr, and Haspel talking to Mitch McConnell in kind of a closed-door meeting and not, and they haven't put on any announcements. Mitch hasn't talked about it. No one really knows what's going on. We don't know what Mitch McConnell was told by Barr or Haspel, but he has taken a different stand on the claim that Joe Biden is the president-elect, different from everybody else. Most of the senators, with a few exceptions, Ron Johnson is not buying it. Chuck Grassley, I don't think, is buying it either. But Oklahoma Republican Senator James Lankford, as an example, said that he would intervene if the Trump administration is not allowing Joe Biden access to the presidential daily brief by the end of the week. So you have some Republican senators who are saying that this is a normal transition. You know, if Biden is a president-elect, he needs to be given the intelligence briefings. And Mitch McConnell is taking a very different approach on this from a lot of other people. So the question is, why? Why is McConnell, after having a briefing with Haspel and Barr, why is McConnell not going with the rest of the Republican senators? Okay. On the 10th, Mike Pompeo said the State Department is preparing a smooth transition to a second Trump administration. Listen to this video.
There will be a smooth transition to a second Trump administration. All right, we're ready. The world is watching what's taking place here. We're going to count all the votes. When the process is complete, there'll be electors selected. There's a process. The Constitution lays it out pretty clearly. The world should have every confidence that the transition necessary to make sure that the State Department is functional today, successful today, and successful with the president who's in office on January 20th, a minute afternoon, will also be successful. I went through a transition on the front, and I've been on the other side of this. I'm very confident that we will do all the things that are necessary to make sure that the government, the United States government, will continue to perform its national security function as we go forward.
Okay, so, you know, Mike Pompeo is not a guy who's given to conspiracy theories. He's a very serious guy. And if he is confident that President Trump is going to have a second administration, a second term in office, I think he has information that the rest of us don't have. I think there's a really good chance that Pompeo knows what's going on. He's got information that the media and other politicians don't have. Otherwise, he would not be making those statements that he has made about the election. So what does Pompeo know? Well, let's move along. After the election, the well-known attorney Lynn Wood joined President Trump's legal team. And this is what he said about why he joined President Trump's legal team. I was sitting around Tuesday night watching the election returns. I've loved politics all my life, since I first voted in 1972, and I saw what I assumed was going to happen. I saw President Trump building up what I believed was going to be an almost historic landslide victory. And all of a sudden, every network, including Fox News, started doing what they do best. They started lying to the American public. And they took a victory from Donald Trump, and they called it a lie. They took a defeat from Joe Biden and lied and said he won. And then sent you to bed, turning off the count of the vote, so you'd wake up in the next morning like I did and go, what happened? What happened? When I was asked by President Trump to help him in Georgia and perhaps other places around the country, I said, yeah. So Lynn Wood is on President Trump's legal team. And that means he probably has access to information the rest of us don't have. Now, Lynn Wood this week has been tweeting some very interesting things. Here's a good example. So he tweeted this out: criminals commit fraud with a plan to cover their tracks. The bigger the fraud, the harder it is to hide. Fraud in 2020 election was massive because Donald Trump won a landslide victory. Criminals hurried to get enough fraudulent votes in the middle of the night. They've been caught. So Lynn Wood is confident that there was election fraud, that the people who perpetrated it got caught because they had to steal big and they had no plan to cover their tracks. He also tweeted this out: time now to rest, comfortable in my belief that Donald Trump won a historic landslide victory across the nation on November 3rd. Be patient. Biden will never be president of our nation. To the contrary, Biden, along with many others, will be an inmate. Be patient. Trust Trump. All right, so Lynn Wood knows something. Now, a lot of people have been doing open source research into how the hardware and software of Dominion voting systems works. Our friend CodeMonkey, who was the administrator of 8chan and then 8kun, or Q, has been posting. He actually stepped down from that role on Election Day, strangely enough. And he has been looking into the owner's manuals and a lot of other things that have to do with Dominion voting systems. So he tweeted this out, and this was yesterday. More to come later. Many people have sent me completely publicly available Dominion security audits, documents, manuals, and state contracts. I have a lot of reading to do. If there's any potential election fraud settings hiding in plain sight, I'll do my best to find it. So then, yesterday, Madison Jesioto tweeted this out. What do we know about Dominion? President Trump retweeted her and said it attempted to alter our election and got caught. All right, so does President Trump tweet out things that he doesn't know are factually true? If President Trump is tweeting about Dominion, saying that they tried to alter the election and got caught, then he knows. He's got information. He knows that they cheated, and that's why he's putting this out there. So now let's go back to Lynn Wood. He tweeted this out today. Good morning. It is a blessing to wake up. Oh, you know what? Hang on. Yeah. So Trump tweeted this out. Dominion attempted to alter our election and got caught. Now, Lynn Wood is retweeting the president, right? He's responding to president's tweet from yesterday. Good morning. It's a blessing to wake up in America. It is a blessing to be an American. It's a blessing to be free. The American dream will never be destroyed by the Chinese Communist Party. Our country is at war with communist China. They attacked us with COVID and Dominion. So Lynn Wood is now saying that he thinks Dominion stealing the election was actually a plot by China. Okay? But it gets better. So Lynn Wood lives in Georgia, and he's been tweeting about the problems with Georgia's election systems. And I was not aware of this, but apparently there are a lot of problems. So Georgia has actually allowed people from out of state to move into Georgia temporarily to vote in the upcoming runoff between the two senators that are, and I think that runoff election is either going to be in December or January. I'm not sure. But Wood tweeted this out. Scratching my head now, trying to figure out why Georgia allows Democrats and socialists to move here after the general election, register to vote as alleged residents, and then vote in the Senate runoff. Does that make sense to you, or is it just me? Maybe Doug Collins can help on this issue. Now, today the president tweeted out about Dominion voting systems and stolen votes. He tweeted this out. Report, Dominion deleted 2.7 million Trump votes nationwide. Data analysis finds 221,000 Pennsylvania votes switched from President Trump to Biden. 941,000 Trump votes were deleted. States using Dominion voting systems switched 435,000 votes from Trump to Biden. This is according to Chanel Rayon of One American News. She's covering this, and she's actually been talking to Code Monkey and getting his insights into how the Dominion voting tabulation machines work. All right. So Lynn Wood retweeted the president and said this, every lie will be revealed. Donald Trump is a truth giver. When President Trump speaks, listen carefully, very carefully. Pray for our country and our president, pray for all. Now, we're going to transition into something else. So in a win for President Trump today, a Pennsylvania judge ruled that Secretary of State Buchbar lacked statutory authority when she extended the date for voters to provide proof of identification. Right, the original date for providing proof of identification per the legislature was November 10th. She extended it to the 12th. And a judge had previously ordered that ballots that came in between the 10th and 12th needed to be separated until a ruling was going to be issued on whether they would be counted. Well, today's ruling means that those ballots are not going to be counted. The judge ruled that Buchbar did not have statutory authority to make that extension. So ballots that came in, well, what I say is ballots where the person provided identification between the 10th and the 12th, those ballots are not going to be counted. Now, there are many other lawsuits pending, both in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia, and Arizona. Tomorrow, Friday, we're supposed to get a ruling on the Wayne County lawsuit. That involves election fraud allegations in Detroit. So, well, if when the ruling comes out tomorrow, if there's anything, I'll give you news on that. So, Kyle Becker tweeted the judge's order that was referred to in Pennsylvania. All right, judge orders segregated ballots should not be counted. Pennsylvania Secretary of State lacks statutory authority. So Lynn Wood retweeted Kyle Becker, and said this: the same legal principle applies to the Georgia election. Every lie will be revealed. Americans who participated in fraudulent schemes to overthrow our duly elected president are traitors. China orchestrated it. America is a nation under a just God. Be prepared. Fight back. All right. And then Linwood tweeted this out: Georgia is important to control the White House and the Senate. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp must be investigated for his ties to communist China. Investigate Kemp's dealings in purchasing COVID treatment supplies from China and his relationship to use of Dominion in Georgia. So Linwood is making some pretty bold statements here. And he keeps on tying this to China. So I think, okay, well, that's an interesting theory. And now we're going to look at somebody else's theory. This is from The Reckoning, Seth Levy, who's he's a Twitter thread maker. He said, okay, I'm going to briefly lay out a speculative theory that fits what we currently know. I'm speculating that China acted to interfere in the election. The Trump administration, via the CIA, Department of Justice, and State Department, and other agencies were aware of the election tampering by China, and they were monitoring it. They followed the Obama precedent and monitored instead of intervening. That's why when people are screaming and hollering, why didn't Trump do or Barr do something? Why didn't Chris Ray do something? Why did they let this happen? Well, the precedent when you have election fraud is to just document it. And then you later bring out the evidence of the corruption and the fraud, and then you overturn the results. But you have to let people cheat and break the law in order to catch them and then prosecute them. So they observed. This is the theory anyway. They are able to know, this is Trump's people, because of their monitoring, that Trump won the election based on the number of legal ballots. As it is an active investigation, if there is an investigation, DOJ, Trump can't discuss it publicly. The details could not be shared with his campaign. So any campaign efforts would need to be based on public information, open source, and information collected by the campaign. That is why the campaign and the attorneys are asking for people to give them information about Dominion, about voter fraud, about any kind of illegal activities going on in the election. Trump's attorneys and his campaign are asking for open source information. They can't use anything that the DOJ or the FBI have, because Seth here is proposing that this information that Trump has and the DOJ has, it can't be given to anyone until their investigation is finished. That scenario would explain why Barr and Haspel went to see Mitch McConnell and why McConnell is supporting Trump in contesting an election that seems lost to everybody else. That would explain why Lankford and a lot of other people are saying that Biden needs to have intelligence briefings and Mitch McConnell is saying, no, he doesn't. And why Mike Pompeo is saying we're transitioning to a second Trump administration. Because if this theory is true, they know. They know what Trump knows and no one else does. It would also explain why the Trump administration is not giving Biden intelligence briefings, particularly if, as I suspect, Biden doesn't know that China was involved. Now, I don't know why Seth here speculated that Biden doesn't know that China was involved in the election. Maybe he didn't know, and maybe they're not even involved. But remember, Trump said this can never happen to another president, what they did to him and Flynn. They used a briefing to target. So the way that the Obama administration targeted General Flynn and President Trump was to use intelligence briefings. And that was the pretext to start an illegal investigation on that. So Trump isn't going to do that. He's not going to give Biden briefings, because to do so would potentially set up the same situation. He doesn't want to do that. This would be an incredibly sensitive investigation and would require only certain people to be read in, which would explain why Republican senators are unaware and are saying Biden should be briefed while McConnell is not. They haven't been read in. So Seth here says that, speculates, that McConnell has information from Barr and Haspel that the others other senators don't have. That's why he's supporting Trump. This would also explain why Pompeo was so certain there's going to be a second term, something the Secretary of State doesn't say from the State Department podium lightly. I think Seth is on track here. I think he's exactly right. I believe that's probably what's happening. If the theory is correct, it's only a matter of time before the evidence is made public. Anyone involved is going to go to prison. It may also explain why Trump hasn't fired Gina Haspel or Chris Wray, because that's what we were expecting. He's firing all these other people, but not Chris Wray and not Gina Haspel. Why? Well, if the theory is true, they are now forced to work with Trump because they know Joe Biden didn't win. They know that there was election fraud. And if they do not stand with Trump and support him, they're going to go down with the rest of the deep state. So they may be in a compromised position where they're forced to work with Trump. Again, just spitballing. Now, Jennifer Franco from One America News claimed this afternoon that the Department of Homeland Security issued a statement about election integrity. She posted this on Twitter. New Department of Homeland Security statement on 2020 election security. November 3rd election was the most secure election in American history. Here's the statement. And here is the conclusion. November 3rd election was the most secure in American history. Right now, across the country, election officials are reviewing and double-checking an entire election process prior to finalizing the result. The interesting thing to me is this statement here. It's in bold. There is no evidence that any voting system deleted or lost votes, changed votes, or was any way compromised. Well, I guarantee you this much. They don't know. Whoever these people are who signed this thing, they can't conclusively prove that votes were or were not switched by voting systems. They don't have the ability to look into that. I guarantee it. And there's another problem with this statement. The statement was not from the Department of Homeland Security. That's right. It wasn't. It's actually a statement that was signed by a bunch of different people from agencies and organizations. So you've got the members of, okay, this is not an official statement from Homeland Security. The members of Election Infrastructure Government Coordinating Council. Didn't know there was a council that did that. This is not Homeland Security. Executive Committee of Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, so CISA. We've got at least one person from CISA. Then we have Assistant Director Bob Colasay, U.S. Election Assistance Commission Chair Benjamin Hovland, National Association of Secretaries of State, some deep stater, Maggie Toulouse Oliver, National Association of State Election Directors, so another deep state election person. President Lori Aguino and Escambia County, Florida, Supervisor of Elections David Stafford. So they're cherry picking people here in state agencies, and also Vice Chair Sam Demert, Heart InterCivic, whatever that is, some organization. And then you've got Maria Bianchi from Democracy Works. All right. So this is not a statement from a government organization. This is a statement from a bunch of people who work for different agencies, right? Now, Julian's rum nailed it on this one. The moment I saw Democracy Works listed, I knew the statement was horse crap. It's a Democrat front group. Read this excerpt from their blog on October 27th. Democracy Works stands in solidarity with the call for change while also supporting actions Facebook has taken in response, promoting high-quality voting information through their Voting Information Center, working to disrupt the ability of QAnon and militarized movements to operate and organize on their platform, and a policy to ban militarized calls for poll watching. Wait a minute. A policy to ban militarized calls for poll watching during election, as well as stem information, misinformation originating from a candidate's false victory declaration. This is one of the agencies that signed on to this document. So this thing, I think, is complete crap. It's a psyop. And there's also this news. Two high-ranking officials at Cybersecurity Infrastructure Agency, CISA, have either been fired or resigned. One of them is Christopher Krebs, who acknowledged that he intends to be fired this week, and top election official who worked on protecting the election from hackers, but drew the ire of Trump White House over efforts to debunk disinformation. So he was pushing back on Trump's claim about election fraud, and he got fired. So did Brian Ware. He was also at CISA. He is stepping down or been fired. So I suspect that the theory about China interfering in the election is correct. I suspect the statement that Jennifer Franco put out as an attempt to legitimize the stolen election. And I think President Trump is going to be your president for another 4 years. Mainstream media is in overdrive. They are absolutely gaslighting the public on social media, trying to convince us that Joe Biden is the president-elect and we just need to accept it. And I think that is not going to work. It's going to be very interesting to see how this all plays out. Again, this theory I shared tonight is, it's a theory, it's spitballing. But I think it follows the fact pattern. If you look at the facts that we know are true, I think it explains those facts pretty well. And we'll have to see how it works out. If this broadcast has blessed you, you might want to consider supporting me on Subscribestar. The link to my Subscribestar page is in the description box, or you can go to Subscribestar and just search for Praying Medic. The link to my book, Calm Before the Storm and or The Great Awakening, links to those in the description box. Please keep me and Denise in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Keep our nation and the world in prayer. Keep the military in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. I don't know when Q is going to post again. He doesn't tell me that stuff. That is all for tonight. Love you all. Take care. I will catch you on the next broadcast.